Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're taking another look at what's happening in banking and at some of the risks that are inherent. The leaders at Silicon Valley Bank made a strategic error. They failed to hedge their interest rate portfolio. After years of low interest rate policy and continued guidance from the Federal Reserve of another 2 years of low interest rates, the bank felt confident in buying long-term bonds. These long bonds made up 89% of their securities portfolio, which ultimately left the bank in an illiquid situation, where they could not convert bonds to cash without a financial impact. Last week, the bank declared a $2 billion loss on the sale of securities, but in total, the value of their securities portfolio was down $17 billion on paper if they had to liquidate it all at once. Well, over the weekend, the Fed put an emergency tool in place to help similarly affected banks regardless of size. If a lender has a bond that is in their hold-to-maturity category on their balance sheet, the Fed will allow the bank to borrow against that collateral at full face value. Under the current rules, the banks are allowed to treat U.S. Treasuries as good as cash when calculating their reserves on deposit. Clearly, a long bond that is trading at a discount in the market is not the same as cash, as the folks at Silicon Valley Bank found out. It's too bad that it's too late for the folks at Silicon Valley Bank. They're not going to be allowed to reopen under the same leadership. The UK branch of the bank was sold over the weekend to HSBC for £1, and the regulators failed to sell Silicon Valley Bank, the US branch, at auction over the weekend. A second auction is going to be scheduled for sometime in the future. The Fed's actions over the weekend should be enough to restore confidence in the banking system and prevent another similar run on mid-sized banks. Well, since the Dodd-Frank Act in 2010 imposed so much more regulation on the banking system, small and medium-sized banks had been begging for some relief. They were being subjected to the same oversight as America's largest banks. In 2018, these medium-sized banks, having less than $250 billion in assets, were exempted from some of the oversight that larger banks would be subjected to. These small to medium banks were not considered to pose systemic risk to the banking system. But as we saw with Silicon Valley Bank, this assumption was incorrect. The way in which Silicon Valley Bank failed could easily trip up any financial institution of any size. As we discussed yesterday, Silicon Valley Bank was well capitalized, having nearly as much in deposits as they did in outstanding loans. So by extension, what happened to Silicon Valley Bank, hidden beneath the surface, was a potential ticking time bomb for any bank anywhere in the country. There was no duty to disclose unrealized losses on bonds that were being held to maturity. In aggregate, the entire U.S. banking system is sitting on a huge pile of bonds that have fallen in value at a time when the Federal Reserve is reducing its balance sheet and increasing interest rates, so the value of those bonds are going to fall even more. It's an issue that isn't just concentrated in one or two banks. The FDIC came out and said that across all banks, there were about $620 billion in unrealized losses at the end of last year. And that number is likely to increase since the start of this year. So the big question on everyone's mind is the banking system safe? Well, the true answer is we don't know. If we see depositors withdrawing cash on a large scale, the banking system could still fail, even with the measures introduced by the Fed this past weekend. The logical mind says the Fed has backstopped the banks and there should be no further concern. But we have continued to see panic buying of treasuries and T-bills throughout the day on Monday. The yield on the six-month Treasury bill fell by 50 basis points on Monday, and the one-year T-bill fell by 63 basis points, the largest single-day drop in history. The buying frenzy continued throughout the day on Monday. So much for logic prevailing. It seems that depositors are responding emotionally and pulling cash out of the bank and putting that excess cash in short-term T-bills. Some will choose to open multiple bank accounts and spread their risk among financial institutions. Some will take cash out and buy precious metals. Some will stuff cash under their mattress. And the big money will buy short-term T-bills in order to maximize liquidity. The impact on deposits is absolutely unknown. The other fallout from this past week is that the U.S. has signaled they are nationalizing banking. Do banks fail? And rather than just letting them fail, the Treasury and the Fed are backstopping all depositors. But what's striking is the speed with which these two banks failed. See, every bank has managers that make poor decisions. We saw it at UBS, at Credit Suisse, at Wells Fargo, and this past week at Silicon Valley Bank and countless others. The shocking result is that this bank, and furthermore any bank, can disappear in less than 48 hours. If you're a shareholder in Silicon Valley Bank, your equity is likely gone. Why would anyone ever invest a single penny in a U.S. bank ever again? The next time an employee makes a mistake, the bank is gone, now in the hands of the regulator, and the shareholder equity is wiped out. Back in 2008, the toxic debt was subprime loans that were of low quality. This time, the toxic debt is supposedly the highest quality U.S. treasuries. If Silicon Valley Bank is in trouble, well, and so is everyone else. If the Fed thinks they can wallpaper over it, I think they're extremely naive. We're now in a quiet period leading up to the next Federal Open Market Committee meeting. That blackout window prohibits Fed officials from making any public statements. We don't know whether the Fed will consider the damage done to the banking system by Silicon Valley Bank is more important than fighting inflation, or whether they're going to consider they've solved the banking issue and they're going to maintain their hawkish stance on fighting inflation with yet another interest rate increase. To raise interest rates later this month would be incredibly tone deaf to me. But then what do I know? I'm just a real estate developer who happens to live in Canada. I don't have a seat at the table where those decisions are made. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.